This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
It'll be one of those mornings. Welcome, everyone. It's the 18th day of July. It's Thursday.
July? What the dickens?
That's wrong.
Why did I write July? I'm going to go back through
my... Did you write July?
Look at that. Thursday, July the 18th. What is it? It's April, is it? April, May. Yeah. Oh, because we're talking about holidays. That's why.
No, don't
Idiot.
Start that on air.
Hang on, let me start again, Brooke.
Take two.
Ready? Go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 18th day of April. Jeez, I thought the year was going quick. Taylor Adams is going to join us, the Swans midfielder. Callum Toomey, calculator. Johnny from Epping, he is fired. I'm assuming he's fired up. He's fired up every day. And your calls and text messages, always welcome to you for the ramble, especially thanks to Cobram Estate, the finest olive oil in the free world. Or in anywhere in the world, to be honest.
Did you say good morning to me?
Hello, Wisp.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you this morning?
Good. What's going on?
Lots is going on. Well, there's a couple of text messages there already which I'll respond to.
Yeah, they want to know where's the Rabbit Hole podcast, which we usually do on a Wednesday.
Yes, that was my fault. But they also want to know, there's a couple of text messages there. Wisp, did you find any of the gear that was stolen from your car? Well, I went for a walk yesterday and I thought, gee, that bag there lying on the nature strip looks like the one I used to have. And it was.
And was there anything in it?
Nothing. They cleaned it out, but I couldn't remember. This is a problem, though. I couldn't remember what I had in it.
Wow.
It's an old fishing bag that I've had for years and years and years. It's a favourite. Anyway, I had to pick it up and take it on the rest of the walk with me.
Hey, this is a nice early message from Matt. He says he watched Unlocked. It's fantastic. He watched six. Remember, this is my recommendation from yesterday, the prison show. I'm six episodes in and deeply invested. And I love your show. It keeps getting better every day.
Thank you for that.
Maddie, that's
very nice.
Beautiful, nice way to start the 18th day of April, of July.
I tried watching it yesterday. I watched two.
Can I say this to you?
Yeah.
I've got a new. What's my name for you on Wednesday? You're overworked Wednesday. You're no good on Wednesday. You've gotten...
Today's Thursday.
Yeah, but yesterday, that's why you had to cancel the pod, because you had so much on, and then you end up doing the tiny show last night, and you're overworked. So nothing is good for you on a Wednesday. There's nothing good for you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
You're no good Wednesday, I call you.
No good Wednesday. Well, yeah. I've got a couple of names for you, too.
You got a lift today.
Twilight Gary, I'm calling you. You got
why? Why am I trying?
You get all the Twilight games on Fox.
No, not this. Well, I go where. I just go where I'm told.
Right, you've got the big one at the MCG this weekend, 1:45 start, Collingwood Port.
Yeah, I just go where I'm told. I'm happy to go to the MCG. It'll be great.
Have you worked with Rockstar before?
Yes.
How many times have you worked with him?
Twice.
He's good. I like him.
He's very good.
He's got his own style, Rockstar. That's what I like about
him. Revolt.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's doing a great job. Nice work. Nice work. Credit where it's due, I always say.
Right. Well, had the tiny show go last night. I got very good feedback.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, let me know what it is.
All right.
We're getting some feedback about parts of the show last night, more to do with what I had to wear last night.
Gary, please pass on to Tim. I enjoy talking footy. It's a great show. There you go.
Right, thank you.
I've passed it on.
You've passed it on. Good on you. Nice, nice, nice. Nice all round. It's a nice start.
Well, this because you worked out Wednesday and then you come back as affable affable Thursday.
Well, no, it wasn't last week. I was very tired last Thursday.
That's because you did the pod on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. The pod did me in last week. Mm. It really did me in. Hey, what do we have to do to get an invite to Lindsay Fox's 87th birthday bash?
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Right, I won't. All right. And what do I have to do?
I don't think you move in those rarefied, in that rarefied air.
Okay. What do I have to do to get an invite to sausage rolls, apple rolls?
No.
How do I get an invite to that
You're
one?
You're going to have to lose your old fella because that's female only for a start. So you won't be going to that.
Are you going?
No.
Hang on. That's at your joint.
Yeah, I know. I'll be going to the...
Where are you going to go?
I'll be working Friday night.
Oh, it's a Friday night soiree.
Friday nighter.
So you got it's drinks with Nikki, is it?
Sausage rolls and apple rolls, that's
right.
What she calls it.
Okay, how many ladies will be attending?
We shouldn't talk about it because someone might be listening who's not invited.
Oh, crikey.
That'd be a
Haven't you put your foot in it now?
No one. None of that group would be listening to us.
I woke up in the middle of the night
thinking
about the pie that I thought that you were going to bring me this morning and... You did.
Lo and behold.
You did.
Bernadette.
I can't wait to taste that pie.
She wanted to know if I'd whipped up the leftover roast lamb and roast vegetable pie. Well, I can't say I did. Nikki did. And it is as good a pie as I've ever eaten.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Good. It looks good.
She put lots of stuff in. She put some different stuff in it.
It's got a nice looking pastry on the top too. Did she make that herself or was that a puffed
up? No, that's just a puffer.
Right.
Puffer from the soupy. But anyway, it was a beautiful pie. It had a little bit of relish on it.
Right. Because you put curry.
I gave you one and I gave Brooke one. So far, Brooke's been nothing but appreciative. So far, you have been nothing but critical.
I've asked you a couple of questions about it. That's all I said, does the pastry wrap right around? And you said, no wisp, it's just a little bit of pastry on top.
It's in a little in a nice little heated pan.
Do you want that little thing back?
Yeah, that's the thing I said. What are you doing giving those two a couple of our good Tupperwares? Too. I want them back.
You've given me...
A Tupperware thief.
No, I'm going to take a photo.
There is a Tupperware thief out there.
Is there?
Well, no. I was just going to ask
you've spoken
people.
About this person before.
No. When you give someone like my boys are hopeless. They come around for dinner and then they take all the leftovers in the good Tupperwares.
Mm.
Never come back.
Mm.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, similar thing has happened to me.
Yeah.
And our family too.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I went to the Christmas Day soiree at one of my family members' places and I was looking around thinking, is that chairs?
I can't.
There are our stools.
Well,
there are our paintings up on the wall.
That's not a Tupperware. That's furniture.
That's everything. Good morning, Carl and Billy.
Gary, where did the expression quick sticks come from? I grew up in the country too and never heard it until you started saying it. That's from Vinny. Quick sticks. I don't know. I think that's one of my mum's specials. Hurry up. Quick sticks.
Yeah. I think it's a Chinese thing. They used to
What? For fast eaters? Well, look at that bloke go. He's got quick sticks.
I think that's what it is.
I don't think so.
I'll stand corrected, but I think that's what it is.
What? If you're good on the chopsticks and you eat quickly, you're a quick stick.
Have you ever seen somebody eating rice with chopsticks?
Yeah.
And how quick do they go?
Well, if they're good at it.
Exactly. But most people who grow up in that part of the world are.
Oh, disregarding yesterday's steak sandwich combo, this message. Where's the message gone? There it is. There is an Instagram page dedicated to find the best steak sanger in Australia. As it stands, the number one so far is the Great Northern in Carlton, rated 8.9 out of 10, and the Napier in Fitzroy's in the top three. Thank you for that. I wouldn't call it a hamburger.
Right.
But I had a meatball. I squashed it right down, a chorizo meatball. And
nice.
Had that in a sandwich with some salad.
Right.
It wasn't quite your classic hamburger, but it was very tasty.
Well, it's your own interpretation, isn't it?
What is it? That's well said, Tim.
It's well said. Well said indeed. I've got so much stuff here, I don't know really where to start.
Well, we've started, so we're off and running.
You know the soiree. Let's talk about. Oh no, we're going to talk about that on the podcast, aren't we? We're going to talk about the dinner party part that we listened to yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
Joe, I find Larry David, that person that we listened to yesterday, I find him incredibly funny.
That is funny.
He doesn't tell jokes. He's just got a funny way about
him. I've never watched that show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I've never got right into it, but I think we need to go back and revisit it. Maybe it's a lot funnier than what
we
thought it was.
On the basis of the podcast that I listened to, the Smartless podcast, so Larry David was their guest, you and I both listened to it, I probably will go and have a look at it because I like the cut of his jib.
I think you and he would get on particularly
and
well. Well, I think you would. I was listening to him yesterday and I thought, oh, yeah, Gary and Larry David, they could be buddies, these two. Because your other buddy, I ran into him post-show last night having a haircut. A strange time of the day to be having a haircut.
Who?
Like, the bloke I'm not allowed to talk about because you and he are really close and you don't like talking about your close friendship on air. That bloke.
What time?
Why would he be having a post-show haircut?
When are you talking? You're talking Joel?
I'm talking about a 9.30er. Haircut.
9.30?
You know who I'm talking about. We talked about him before
I came. Panger.
Do you want to talk about him now?
No, you said he had a haircut.
But you didn't want to mention his name on air.
No. Well, what happened?
Now
What was the problem with his haircut?
No, it's just a strange time.
You said it was a search and destroy mission.
Now.
Well, now don't start, because I've got some other stuff
now.
Written down.
Oh, no, don't. Okay, let's not start.
This person gave their Tupperware to their daughter. She took it home. Then she gave them something in the Tupperware and said, now listen, you can have this, but I want the Tupperware back. And he goes, it's my Tupperware in the first place. Thank you, Rich.
That is a giving back to the haircut. That is a very strange time. You would think that somebody would have the haircut before they went on air, not after the show.
I think it's a great time.
Maybe he caught a look of himself in a monitor and thought, oh, crikey, I'm getting a little bit shaggy on top.
That side of, was he a bit, would it look like he was a bit unkempt?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, no. I think
we had
a
warm embrace last night.
Good time to have.
I hadn't seen him for a long time.
Good time to have a haircut because there's no one else around.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But when we embraced, I felt that he might have flexed.
Flex, he's in good shape, is he?
Yeah.
He's stacked. He's doing a lot of boxing.
Is he?
I shouldn't talk about that. He's got his own.
He's
probably going to win the gold Logie, so he's got his own routine. He's probably getting himself ready for that.
Has he already been engaged to do that?
No, this is, I'm talking the gold Logie, not the hosting.
Oh, he's not doing the hosting.
I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I don't know if he is or he isn't.
Oh, you'd know if anyone knew.
No, I don't. But
gee, you're tight, you two.
If he is doing the hosting, then he may be presenting to himself because he's a red-hot favourite, I'm told.
Is he your number one friend now? I think he's gone to the top, hasn't he?
No, you are.
No, I reckon I'm between 3 and 5 somewhere.
3? Hey, flatter yourself. what else I got here?
What have you got there? You haven't given us anything yet.
I know a bloke who's going away this weekend and he's getting a dog sitter to come in and stay at his house.
Well, that's me.
What is that all about?
Because that's what people do.
I can't believe that. You're going to let someone loose in your house. They're actually staying at your place.
Of course they do.
Do you know who they are?
We've met her, yes. We did.
Yeah, for the first time.
She's American and she's out here in Australia and this is what she's doing. She's going from home to home and she's just experiencing different parts of Australia.
Are you a little worried or not?
They come with references and all that type of thing. You've got to go on a site to be recommended by people.
Right. I still don't know.
Everything looks tickety-boo.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a little concerned they might go through your smalls or something?
I'm taking all my smalls with me, Gary. I'm taking a big suitcase away for the weekend with all my smalls in it.
And do you pay? What sort of checks do you have to hand out for this sort of stay at home?
No, they get to stay at your place.
Oh, that's a
and look after your dogs for the accommodation. That's what the whole engagement's all about.
Yeah. Is that how they live?
Yes. Well, they can.
Really?
Yeah, that's...
And then they eat all your food?
Yeah, well, you leave the pantry full.
Open slather.
Within reason.
Don't leave that pie I've given you hanging around. They'll wolf that down.
I'm putting that in
They'll wolf that down a heartbeat.
I'm putting that in the deep freeze.
And they'll take them a Tupperware.
Actually, there's a couple of things you've just made me think about a couple of things that I've left out that I probably need to put away.
I'll be putting some locks here. This is SEM Breakfast. Book online for the best rates at Melbourne Airport. Have you sorted yourself at Melbourne Airport?
Yes, I have.
.com.au.
I'm going to have to take my watch with me.
SEM Breakfast, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, Land Pride attachments. It's a big day, of course. Thursday's always big. St Kilda take on the Western Bulldogs tonight at Marvel Stadium. We'll have a good chat about that. And Taylor Adams and Kel Toomey and Johnny from Epping are all going to join us on a busy morning.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. The Ramble for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Nice new little play on there.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, yesterday, I just want to go back 24 hours because yesterday we were talking about the AFL and the tribunal.
It's at the Ramble.
I know, but this is part of the Ramble, right? So yesterday we were talking about this, and you then had a crack at Jeff Gleeson from the AFL Tribunal, the fact that they'd let him off because of the good guy.
Well, we weren't waiting for everyone else to pile in. We did it first.
That's right. Exactly right. Okay? And you said, come on, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. I saw a headline yesterday that popped up on my phone, and it was a bit, it said, the headline, headline was you, that's a joke headline, right? Mm-hmm. And Gary Lyon, AFL legend, blows up at AFL farce. And then they'd rewritten it with you saying, come on, Jeff, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, let's remix it, the Wiggles classic with you. Okay, have a listen to what we've come up with, Brooke and I.
Wake up, Jeff. Everybody's wiggling.
Wake up, Jeff.
We really need you.
Wake up, Jeff.
You're missing all the fun now.
Wake up, Jeff.
Before the day's through. What's that sound?
That's not bad, boy. Nice work.
Ah, Brooke, well done. Funny.
Well, he does. Jeff needs to wake up. We'll talk about it more serious. I've got some further stuff to add to that.
Oh, getting a lot of good feedback about my outfit on the Tiny Show.
I didn't see it. I've got it taped. I'll be watching it today, as I always do. What'd you go with last night?
I went with a safari type look.
Yeah, safari suit on. Mm. I like it.
I couldn't find the pith helmet last
what
night.
What colour?
A lot of people are taking the pith out of what I had on last night, aren't they?
Bernadette says this is Bernadette, who's a good friend of the show. She loves the sound of my lamb pies, and she's going to make them on the weekend. In fact, I'd be happy to donate you one, Bernadette, if you're around, but I think you're up in the country.
You've got to go with the leftover veg, though.
Yeah, when you do the roast, you do double veg. Mm. And Chris reckons you better check the pie for mushrooms.
That's a very good point.
That's not even funny.
That's a good point.
It's kind of half funny, but not for the reasons that you think.
Right.
And Neville Bartos said quick sticks in chopper. Did he? Have a listen for that. Good luck finding that, Brooke.
I should have Googled that during the break.
And quick sticks. You reckon it came from Chinese people who eat their fried rice quickly?
Really? Well, I do.
I think you made that up.
No, I did, but I think that's probably where it did come from.
I'm not sure about that. Not sure about that, Whispers. Did you see in Dubai how much rain they had?
Oh, goodness me.
That was a good drop.
You had trouble putting a plane down on that, wouldn't you?
It was a year. Did I hear right? Did they say a year and a half's worth of rain in a day?
Something like that.
Well, I know there's some climate stuff going on at the moment, but that's some pretty weird stuff right there, Whispers.
That must have thrown the whole flying situation into chaos because there's an amazing amount of flights that go through Dubai.
Oh, crumbs. Did they land on that?
No, you can't land on that. They're not water aircraft.
I saw a plane.
It was already in the water, though.
Well, I didn't see the start of it. I just said I saw a plane.
That wasn't landing
in
the water.
Was it taking off?
No. Well, it was just moving itself around a bit, I think.
Sensational interview with Nathan Murphy last night on The Tiny Show. Well done, Wisp.
He's a nice young fellow, he is. Yeah. A really, really nice young fellow. And funny, too. Did you go and listen to his retirement speech?
No.
Very, very funny. And I didn't realise how funny it was until we replayed part of it yesterday. And I realised, because he talked about, you know, how he won one quarter of the Norm Smith medal last year.
He won a quarter of the Norm Smith medal.
That's what he said, which is funny. It's very funny because he had a great first quarter then he got knocked out, right? So he said that he won one quarter of the Norm Smith medal last year.
Right.
But then he said, you know, and then he sort of went through the details of his career.
He's starting to get his sporty talk ready, is he?
Well, that's what I said to him. You should be next door on the front bar because he was very funny.
Because you don't do funny stuff on the Tiny Show?
A little bit here and there, but not a lot. And then he talked about this, you know, kick one goal. It was a match-winning goal, 45 out on an angle. Mm. And then somebody said, no, it wasn't. It was in the goal screen.
Sounds to me like he's working out a nice
funny.
Little...
I think he's got a routine.
A little routine there.
I think he's got a routine. I don't think it'll be long before he's out on the circus.
Yeah. Did I mash the veg? I didn't really mash anything, but no. It's a chunky pie.
Pete reckons he turned the show off last night because he couldn't take me seriously. He thought I was waiting for a croc to appear.
That's a good one.
Greg wants to know, with that camouflage number you wore last night, are you joining the Army Reserve? No, I'm not, Greg. That is called the height of fashion.
Well, welcome to post-show feedback. You haven't had that for a few years. I've endured this for the last 10 years. Hey, what about Ben Cousins? I didn't see anything.
No, I didn't see him either. I'm
getting good feedback. Didn't he look good on the front bar? Great to see. How good was Cousy last night? That is a great story of redemption. We love a redemption
story. That is a great story. I didn't even see him in the makeup room last night. I was hoping to bump into him, but he'd left by the time we got in there.
The term quick sticks did make it back to Britain in the 19th century as an imperative meaning hurry up, do it without delay. Yes, but
where does the quick sticks come from? Hey, I wanted to throw this out there too. Right. We're looking for a nickname, right? So Darcy Wilson, who plays for St Kilda, he's a nephew of Mick Nolan, the galloping gasometer. Mm. I want some clever person to come up with a great nickname for Darcy Wilson.
The meandering. I'll work on it.
You need some work.
News headlines.